Lord, cleanse our hearts and our lips that we worthily receive your holy gospel. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's first reading that we have heard is a culmination of all that has been taking place during the readings this week. And the issue is, there is a difference of opinion. The issue is the issue of circumcision. Do the new converts to Christianity, do they have to be circumcised or not? And so there's one group of people who are saying, yes, they have to follow the tradition of our elders, and as just as all Jewish people are circumcised, so also the new converts to Christianity have to be circumcised. The other side is saying, no, we need to tell them a few things to do, but we need not ask them to be circumcised. How do they solve this issue? And the solution that they arrived at is something that we can use in our everyday life. Because even today, we are constantly faced with things that we need to debate about. We are faced with different points of view. We are faced with different ways of seeing a particular aspect. So how do we move from debate to dialogue? How do we move from acrimonious debating to peaceful dialoguing with one another? And the steps that the apostles took could be our own guidelines. The first thing to move from debate to dialogue is to listen. To listen to the different points of view. Very often, we are stuck in our own point of view, so that even though we may be pretending to dialogue, we have already stuck into our position and we are not listening. So the first point is to listen. I may have my point of view, but when I'm in dialogue with someone, I need to listen. And this could be in any aspect. It could be the dialogue between husband and wife. It could be a dialogue that is taking place in the workspace. It could be a dialogue in a church group where people have different viewpoints. Or it could be a dialogue with children and parents. All of us need to listen. The second point that the apostles used, and which is there once again in today's gospel, the words, dwell in me. In other places, it is translated as Jesus saying, remain in me, remain in my love. So what is asked for right in today's gospel is that close union between ourselves and Jesus. When we are united with God, then it becomes easier to dialogue. And of course, what will our basis be? The basis would be the Bible. The basis would be tradition. And at the same time, we realize that what this one group is appealing to is tradition. We have always done it this way. Why do you want to change it? We have all been circumcised. So when we appeal to tradition, we also appeal to something always done before and something that has seen us through. And yet we see that we are called to be open to the Spirit working in our lives. And that is the third point of how we can move from debate to dialogue. The invocation of the Holy Spirit. If there was no Holy Spirit, then all we would have would be what has been done before. And yet we know that because the Holy Spirit is alive in the church in this 21st century, we know that some of our longly held beliefs, some of the things that we thought always worked, may be called into question and maybe be invited by the Holy Spirit to think anew, to allow fresh thinking to come into all that we do. So the three points for moving from debate to dialogue is listening, remaining in Jesus, and invoking the Holy Spirit. And all these three beautifully come out in today's gospel. I will send you the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you. And therefore, we as a church are a live church, a living church. We don't go about only by what has happened in the past. We go about by what is the Spirit telling us today in the 21st century, in the times that we are living. And if we follow these steps in any debate, in any dialogue, we will experience the peace that is spoken about in today's gospel. Do not be afraid. I will give you peace. Peace I leave with you. No one can give you the peace which the risen Lord can give. It might be that finally in this whole discussion, in this whole debate, my point of view may not be the one that will be accepted by all. And that is what happened also here. Finally, it was decided that no circumcision for the new converts who were coming in from other pagan religions or the Greeks or other people who were non-Jewish. No circumcision. There are 2-3 points that they have to observe, and that is all. So for those people who, my view was not accepted. If you come to the dialogue table, remaining in Jesus and invoking the Spirit, you will still be at peace, even if your view or your point of view was not accepted. And that is the peace that comes about from remaining embedded in Jesus. And so today, as we celebrate the readings, as we celebrate life, as we celebrate diversity, as we celebrate different viewpoints, let us remember to remain in Jesus, knowing that He is the one that can give us that peace, that calm, that joy, which no one else can give. I'd like to end my homily today with a little hymn. The words are beautiful, and I invite you, as I sing this hymn, to place yourselves in a meditative posture and listen to the words. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. When I look around and see all the things that trouble me, and I seem to lose my peace in a world that's not at ease, no one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. I invite you to take a position of meditation and allow the words to reach us within our hearts. Can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. When I look around and see all the things that trouble me, and I seem to lose my peace in a world that's not at ease, no one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Says my risen Christ to me, this the peace I give to thee, not the peace the world doth give, but the peace that makes one free. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Let us remain in silence as we experience the peace of the risen Lord.